Baruch Hashem, after 3.5 months of not being able to daven in Shiel, we were finally zoicha this week, Parshas Koirach, to be able to come back into the Bute Midrushim and to be able to daven together after having for so long not been able to be in Shiel, half of Chodesh Adar, Chodesh Nissen, Chodesh Iyar, Chodesh Sivan. And now is a time when we have to think to ourselves, what is our avoider as we come back into Shiel? There's a beautiful word from the Ab Teruv, Zeichet Tzadik Levrucha, that Moshe Rabbeinu told Korach as follows, Hama'at mikem ki hivdil alakei Yisrul eschem, is it a kleinekait to you, Korach, the Rabbein Shem has already separated you, you're part of Shevet Levi. Ibikashtem gam kehina, and you want to have kehina on top of this? You should be happy that you already have more than the rest of Klal Yisrael, that you are already a Levi who's doing avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Ibikashtem gam kehina. Freik da abtaruv lechoire, it's difficult to understand. How can it be there's a tan on a person that he wants to be even more, even higher level of avoidus Hashem, to have more avoida? And one says to him, Hama'at mikem, be happy with what you have. We know when it comes to ruchnius, a person's always got to have a she'ifa for more and more. This is what we saw by Pesach Sheini. A yid should say, Loma nigura, I want to have more mitzvahs, more avoidus. So what was the tana here? On Koirach, of the Abteruf gezukt as follows. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Bruches, in Daf Lamed Dalad Omid Beis, that we know when we daven Shmoyne Esra, says the Gemara, that we are Koireya, but Uvois for Hoidua. The beginning of Shmoyne Esra, the first Bruch of Uvois, we bow down twice. And then the Bruch of Hoidua of Moedim, we also bow down twice. Says the Gemara, Koyen Gudel, he has to be Koreya, B'tchilas Kol Brucha Ibrucha. And the Melech Yisrael, who's in the highest position, he has the highest authority, Kivin Shoy Koreya, Shiv Eina Zoykev. As soon as he starts Shemayna Esra, and he's Koreya, he bends down, he bows down by the first Brucha of Uvois, Eina Zoykev. He has to daven the whole Shemayna Esra, bowing down. From this Gemara, we see that the more authority a person is given, the higher position he finds himself in, the more this has to bring him to a position of hachnua, to daven, bowing down, to realize that from him he has to be even on a higher level of hachnua and to be mashpil himself more than other people. Said Moshe Rabbeinu to Koirach, Koirach, you've already been granted a higher madrega than most of Klal Yisrael. Hama'at mikem, are you ready? Have you been mamat yourself? Were you already mamat yourself according to the level of being a Levi? Ki hivdil Hashem lekeisul eschem, that the Rabbeinu Shloilem has granted you to have more avoided than the rest of Klal Yisrael. Hama'at mikem, were you mema'at yourself already in accordance with your position of being a Levi? Ibikashtem gam kehina, and now you want to have even more to become a Koyen Gudel? I don't see, Koirach, that you were mema'at yourself properly. How can you want to aspire to even more madregas? And this is a moedika limit for us now, as we're coming back, Baruch Hashem, into the Bute Midrushim. We have to understand, as Oyb the Rabbein Shalom has allowed us to come back into the Beis HaMedrash and to daven with a tzibah and to renew our avoda, at the same time we have to come in with a hachnua to realize it's not a given right, that we have a right to come to the Beis HaMedrash. This is a chesed Hashem. As Ovi Mezukt Yeden Tug in the Free, when one comes into Shiel, Vani Barov Chazdechel, Ovoi beisecho eshtacha vel heichel kotshecho. This is a chesed Hashem. And when a person realizes this is als noch chasudei Hashem, demos it has to bring into hachnu mu'ushiv l'Hashem kol tag miloi hi yoloi. Reb Shloime Kliger writes, och al derech ze, a gewaltige Wort, that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Korach, Va'aron mahi kisalini ulov. Va'aron mahi, what is Aaron kisalini ulov? That you are angry, that you are arguing, grumbling against him. Zug Reb Shloime Kliger as follows. In Parsha Shmini, when Aaron HaKohen had to do the Avodah the very first time, Rosh Chodesh Nissan in the Mishkan, he stood in his place. He like was paralyzed to the spot. He was unable to go to start the Avodah in the Mishkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to say to him, Kerav el ha-mizbeach, draw near to the Mizbeach. And Rashi tells us, Shehoya Aaron yurei iboish l'geshes. Aaron HaKohen was yurei et moiregahat, iboish et zech geshemt. He didn't feel himself ruhi to be able to do the avoida in the Mishkan. Until Moshe Rabbeinu to mamish push him and tell him, Kerav el ha-mizbeach, gate see, you're the one to do the avoida. Brengt Reb Shloime Kliger from the Zohar Kodesh. We know many times a person finds something difficult, kolas chulas kushas. Sometimes a person doesn't feel himself worthy of a particular position, of a particular avoida. But b'meshach hazman, a person gets used to it, he gets accustomed to it, he grows into this role until he feels that he's able and he gets confidence and he feels Taka, he's able to do this job, although in the beginning he didn't feel that he was ruhi for the la'oisa itzdala. Zug the Zohar Kodesh, you shouldn't think that this incident with Aaron HaKohen was a one-off incident which took place just once in Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And Beis Nissan, he found it a little bit easier, and Gimel Nissan even easier, until he grew into the role and he was used to it. Zug the Zohar Kodesh is every single day was this Bechina Ba'an HaKohen Shehoya Yurei Iboish Logeshes. The Etzich Alamul Gehalten Ve Bin Ich En Vos Bin Ich Ich Bin Ish Rui Tzitz Against the Avoid in the Mishkan. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Korach. Korach, you're willing now. You hold yourself, you're Rui Le'oise Litzdala. Look and compare yourself to Aaron HaKohen. Va'aron mahi, look how Aaron HaKohen conducts himself. Look how he feels himself with Azar Hachnur and Azar Shiflus. Va'aron mahi, kisalini alof. And you, Kim, you're coming with Tanas. You're saying you're Rui and Aaron, he's not Rui. Look at how Aaron HaKohen behaves. Aaron mahi, who is he? Kisalini olov. And this is a moedik limit for us now, as we come back into the Beis HaMedrash. Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, the Olam Ot Gezukt, they don't remember ever such a tefillah shachris. Every omein and every boruch chivuch shemoi, every single person geemfed mitaza kavuna mitaza heslavis, the Olam Ot Azoi gedavent. And the halal was megezukt Rosh Chodesh, shizgvein mamish azoi vi lela seide mitaza shirim and aza zimra. And the zweite tuk Rosh Chodesh is auch gvein gewaldig. Obet mot gesehen, as unfortunately, b'meshach hazman, after 2-3 days, seemingly we're falling back into our old mahalach, and the hislavus which we had the first day didn't seem to be able to continue day after day. And this is leider, unfortunately, a person is fought novi nishvi abusav adam. Of a person has to ask himself, how can it be that after 3.5 months of not being in the Beis HaMedrash, we should in just 2-3 days lose that entire hisoiris and go back to how it was? Can't chas v'shulam be that we should be back to how it was in the pre-corona days? I saw from a number of gedolei harabunim shlita who wrote, that one has to take a lesson from the words of the Gemara Masechta Sikha and apply it to our present situation. The Gemara says that a person is sitting in the Sikha and it starts to rain. It's not a good simon. It's a mushal, says the Gemara, from a melech was a shoich of kitoin shalmaim alpunov. It's a mushal of a melech who the eved brings him a glass of water to drink, and the melech throws it back in his face and says, I don't want your water. If it rains when a person is sitting in the sikha, the Boi Lishem is saying, I'm not happy with your sitting in the sikha. Boi Lishem says, I want you to leave the sikha. As a number of gedolei rabbonim said, this Gemara can be applied, unfortunately, to the present situation, where the Boi Lishem showed us that he isn't happy with the way that we have been davening. The Boi Lishem has told us, I want that you should leave the Beis HaMedrash. Go out of the Beis HaMedrash. And when you've made a Cheshbon HaNefesh, and you see that the way you have been davening isn't as it should be, then you can come back into the Beis HaMedrash. So this is our Avoida. Like Aaron HaKohen, every single day he was a Yurei, Iboish Logeshes, Etzich Gehalt Nishrui. Simply, we have to also understand, this is our avoida, v'anibur of chazdecho, ovoi beisecho. We are only allowed into the Beis HaMedrash, this is a chesed Hashem. And a person has chalama halten nishrui. The Potter Geruf used to say over, that when he was a younger man, he went with his father to his Rebbe, to the Zayde, the Chotkiv Rebbe, Zeich HaTzadik Levrucha, to ask him, what should he do after his chasna? What type of panusa should he try and be oisik in? In the Rebbe said, the Potter Geruv was a Udam Gudel, a Grosse Talmud Chochem, and a Masmid, and a Elech Hayid. And the Rebbe said straight away, he should enter into the Oilem Harabunas. And the Potter Geruv was very taken aback. He didn't feel that he was Rui. He didn't want to have the charayas of paskening, of to become a roof. And he straight away told the Rebbe, as I don't feel myself a rui to be able to be a roof and to pasken shalas for others. When the Rebbe heard his words, the Chotki Rebbe said, Vezol yozan a roof, if not somebody was a haltzich nishrui, is it better to take somebody was a haltzich nishrui? Was a haltzich yorui? Aderabe, mazol menemen the mensch was a haltzich nishrui. As a haltzich nishrui, this is a simon as his taka be'emes rui la'oise itzela. And this taka we have to apply now. We come back into the Beis HaMedrash. We have to come back into the Beis HaMedrash, understanding we are bechinaf and eine rui. We have to come back to be a yurei, iboish, medavzich shemen. Fendain was leider for 3.5 months. We were found not worthy of entering the Beis HaMedrash. And now when we come back into the Beis HaMedrash, we have to come back of Azar Bechina. Is Sa'als Chesed Hashem, the Rebbein Shalom Vanibur of Chazdechol, Ovoi Besechol. And then it will be Mekiyim Vanis Filusi Lechu. I'm davening to you, Hashem, and Susanna Eisrutzoin, Elohim, Aneini Be'emes Yeshecha, as a fill of the Midas Hadin, with Maskim Zan, Be'emes Yeshecha, as Yin Zozoichazan, Se'emes Yeshias, Omen Ken Yerutza.